Solani out to Chris Pronger, to Ryan Getzlaff. Penalty is over. Solani, side of the net for Pronger, shoots, scores! Chris Pronger scores! And the Ducks win the game in overtime! 1-0.
Chris Pronger scored the only goal of the game 40 seconds into the extra session. The Ducks beat LA to make it 8 wins in 9 contests. Steve Carroll, the call on AM 830 KLAA in Anaheim. Teemu Selänne had one of the helpers, his 369th as a Duck, tying Paul Kariya's franchise record. Ottawa's Mike Fisher picked the right time to score his first goal of the season.
Here's Kuba in his own zone, across to Picard, on the right side to Alfredson to center. He'll get it through to Kuba, over the catch line, in the middle, Fisher scores! Mike Fisher, top shelf, Ottawa wins it, 2-1 in overtime!
Dave Schreiber on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Fisher's game winner against Washington came with just 39.9 seconds remaining. We also have some stellar net minding for your listening pleasure.
Mueller will keep it in, right point. Over to Jovanovski, deflected shot, stopped by Luongo, stops the rebound. Reinprecht knocked down in front as Luongo makes a third save. Jovanovski with room, shoots through traffic, stopped by Luongo, got the right pad on it, and then put the glove down on the rebound. Jokinen and his shot blocked by Johnson. Jovanovski off the boards, glove saved by Luongo.
Roberto Luongo made 28 saves as Vancouver blanked Phoenix 1-0. Rick Ball with the action on the Canucks Radio Network. It was Luongo. Goes second straight shutout and third in 5 games. Cristobal Dubé turned aside a career-high 48 shots, but his team needed him to do more.
Voracek at the Columbus line. He's ready. Picks up the puck at center ice. Carries it in over the Hawk line. Down the slot. He shoots. Dubé the save. Oh! Hawks win in the shootout. Boy, you talk about a couple of hard-earned points.
John Weideman on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as UA stopped Jakub Voracek in the shootout to give the Blackhawks a 4-3 win over Columbus. One way to help your goalie, score a lot.
Marbord's Ferentz trying to move it out. Sturm does. He has Wheeler. Through center with the empty net for the hat trick, and he's got it! Blake Wheeler, his first NHL hat trick. We'll wrap it up. It's 5-2 Bruins.
Dave Gosha, the call on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Blake Wheeler's 3 goals highlighted a 5-2 triumph over Toronto. It was the Bruins' second hat trick in as many weeks. You can't quite say the same about the New York Rangers.
Grossoval backs it up. Beats Kalinin. Shoots, safe rebound. Drury scores! A hat trick, second of his career. 5-2 Rangers.
Kenny Albert on MSG Radio in New York as Chris Drury's hat trick is the first for a Ranger since April of 2007 and was part of a 5-2 win over Tampa Bay. Finally, with 3 minutes to play, it appeared Washington would come out on the short end of a tough division battle with Carolina, but then Alexander Semin stepped up, tying the game with 2:43 remaining and then averted overtime in the final seconds. Steve Colby had the call on Federal News Radio in Washington.
20 seconds to go in the third period. Every point could matter at the end of the season. Here comes Ovechkin skating in. Crossing feed. Seven between the circles. Scores! Alexander Semin with 10.9 seconds left to play. And the Caps have jumped out in front. It's 3-2 Washington. And the roof has been blown off the building.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.